carpet.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Welcome back to the Goscast with myself, Alexandra Ryan, and Goss.ie editor Kendra Becker. Happy Wednesday, Kendra.
Happy Wednesday.
How was your weekend?
It was grand. We're all having a bad time. It's Mercury retrograde. Like, Mercury is retrograding my ass at the moment.
Who was I talking to the other day? I was talking to someone the other day. Not you, as much as me and you complain about everything, but someone else was saying something that had happened to them. And they were like, I've yet to meet one person this year that doesn't have some crazy story or something that's either gone like really, really, really wrong or something terrible has happened. Yeah. Like, I haven't met one person that's been like, 2026 has been great.
It's
like,
so
everyone
weird.
Has had like really big disappointments. Oh, your earrings are lovely. Or is that a birthday present?
No, they're from Penny's.
They're gorgeous.
Well, to myself.
It was Kendra's birthday
yesterday, although everyone forgot
her birthday. So, I mean, how do we discuss this? Did Al tell you that I messaged him to say we were the worst people in the planet? Basically, Kendra was off on Monday.
Yeah.
And last week, I obviously knew it was your fucking birthday. I bought your present or whatever. And then I remember in my head, because the last year, the way we did your birthday, you had been away and we did on a date. So the reason Olivia had it in the diary is next week is because that was the date we did your surprise last year.
Yeah.
So she obviously didn't know you enough then. So she put it in her diary as that's Kendra's birthday.
Yeah.
For me, I obviously knew, but I was like, oh, I normally do it the day before to try and catch you out. And I was like, right, I must remember to do it on Tuesday. So I don't know, is it a mixture of... I ended up obviously like organizing my sister's, helping organize my sister's 40th of the weekend, or Angel got an injury. I don't know. I honestly don't know how. But when I came in yesterday, I didn't even know it was the 21st. Like, I didn't even know what date it was. Like, I was so not with it. Kendra spent the whole day in the office. And like, we are such a birthday people.
Yeah, like, if it's anyone's birthday, like, we make
it's a full blown parade.
Yeah, like, we make a big thing out of it.
There's always like confetti and balloons and cake and everything. And God love her, spent the whole day. No one even said
Happy birthday.
And then at the very end, when she was leaving, Kendra was like doing her makeup. And I was like, oh, what are you doing? You were like, oh, I'm going to this dinner. I was like, for what? She was like, it's my birthday.
I literally went, it's my birthday today. And
literally,
I've never seen Ali look so shocked in her life. Her hands literally flew up to her face and she was like, oh my God.
No, it was the worst.
No.
I don't, like, you know me, I am the birthday person. Like, I'm the birthday queen.
I know.
So it was so funny. As Kendra started her odyssey back to home, en route, I like frantically drove to the card company, got like 9 balloons blown up, found a very specifically pink and leopard print balloon, which was a good one.
Oh my god,
the panic as well, because he kept taking ages. Like, you know that scene in Love Actually where he's like throwing loads of things on? I was like, I have to drop this off to that restaurant.
We were going for dinner really early. We went
at
for six. Yeah,
I literally had the balloons, the Prosecco, your present, all out literally at like 10 minutes. We nearly bumped into each other, I'd say. So I was like running around, left Angel in daycare longer and everything. Just go and sort it out. So at least you still got something on your actual birthday. But I'd say Al wanted me dead because I messaged him being like, hey, we all forgot Kendra's birthday. I was like, where are you going for dinner? He was just like, okay.
He's like, what the hell? He was like, me and Ali are Instagram pals now.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even realize I didn't follow him. I was like, oh. But I felt terrible. So that was a pretty bad start to your fucking week.
We walked into the restaurant and I just saw all these balloons and the Prosecco. I was like, oh my God, what is this? Because I was like, oh, you didn't do that. Like,
did you know straight away that he didn't?
Yeah, but he wouldn't be the type that would get a bunch of pink balloons. Yeah.
Does anyone bar me? Like, who does that? Like, for?
And then he was just like, it was Ali. I was like, oh my God.
I know, because I didn't even tell the waiter my name or anything. I was like, I'm sure Al will say it. But when we were laying everything out, he was like, I've seen, you know, people make efforts for a birthday, but this is pretty big. And I was just like, it's just a few balloons. You were actually meant to be at a different table, but it was like in the middle of the restaurant. And I was like, the balloons are probably going to like knock into everyone. I was like, can we just put it in that little corner? And he was like, yeah. And then he moved the stuff over there.
Oh, got us moved to the best table.
Yeah, best table in the house. But no, that I will never live that down that I forgot your birthday.
Oh, so
I'm going to have
funny.
To do like 12 celebrations for your birthday next year. Like every day, just like a new present every day. But you know what's funny? I think the older we get, it does happen more frequently because people are just so busy.
Yeah.
Like I've definitely seen it with my other friends that they've forgotten each other's birthdays, or like we're not on Facebook anymore and Facebook always reminds people when it's your birthday. People are just, I don't know, they're not really as aware.
Yeah.
And actually, I was in Newstalk yesterday recording a podcast and one of the podcasts was about the difference of how much knowledge we have now versus like people who are like in their 80s and 90s now. And we were talking about how problematic it is to have Google Calendar and ChatGPT because you're not relying on your brain to remember things. So like,
yeah.
I remember my phone number from when I was like 7, as in like my house number. But now would I know your number off by heart? Like I wouldn't.
No, yeah. And we were talking about birthdays about and stuff a while ago. I was like, I don't know Al's number off by heart. And like, yeah. what if I needed it in an yeah. emergency?
Now,
like,
I know my family's ones, but that's yeah. because they got their first mobiles like 15 yeah. years ago.
I know my mum's number, but I don't think I know anyone yeah. else's.
I couldn't tell you any of my ex's phone numbers. And I remember yeah. when I was seeing one of my exes saying to him, what if my phone dies, I need to call it. He was like, just learn it off. And I was like, I actually physically can't. Like, I tried. I actually did try.
I remember, I think I learned off like my primary school boyfriend's number.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't remember it now, but I remember like learning it off.
I wonder what Al's phone number was, because it's probably similar to mine, because we both are knock line heads, but mine was 01493-7291.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the woman I was with on the podcast, she's in her 80s, and she was like, she knew all the numbers from her childhood and knew like the car reg on her car, because obviously if she ever got lost as like a girl, she like needed to know all this.
Yeah.
And I was like, do Gen Zs know the number of fucking anything? Yeah. And then I fucking forgot your birthdays. It's like we are kind of like giving parts of our brain away to like
yeah.
our phone with the hopes that we don't need to like stock up the memories of it. Like, it's as in, we'll be told.
It's so funny because my granddad, he had really bad dementia. But if you asked him for like fucking Willie O'Dea's number from down the road, he'd be like, oh, like blah, 059.
So funny, isn't it? It's locked in like a certain part of your brain. But it kind of freaked me out a bit. I was like definitely when I went back to college to study law, I remember feeling like I was finally using my brain again, because like I had to read such long form stuff. But like even I, sometimes when I'm on TikTok, a clip might be like 60 seconds and I'm getting to 40 and I'm like so close to swiping off, like my finger is like agitated. I'm like, I don't think I can keep watching this. So that's what I'm blaming for forgetting her birthday. I honestly didn't know what date it was yesterday though, but like literally I was leaving, I was like, no. It was so bad. But the girls should have told me too, the fact you brought it up in the meeting in the morning and nobody told me.
I thought Olivia would have told you.
No, no one told me. Do you not think that's a bit bitchy that I was like chatting to you all through lunch and didn't even mention it? Did you know I forgot?
I don't know, because like a part of me was like, oh, maybe they're like doing something upstairs or something, so I didn't want to like spoil it.
Wow. But I should have pretended it was all a ruse and I'd already had the restaurant sorted and it was like surprise. Yeah, but that definitely was a low point.
Sure, look, no one cares that I'm turning 32. It's a shy birthday.
We do. And then I wrote in your card, you're unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
Yeah, what did I do for the weekend? So yeah, my sister's 40th over the weekend. We all accidentally matched.
I was like, was it a white party?
No. So basically, Samantha was meant to wear like some sort of fuchsia. I had asked Jeannie what she was wearing, and she was like, some sort of fuchsia thing. Jeannie was in a white dress, I was in a black dress, and my mom was in a navy dress. And then I was like, oh, well, if Jeannie's in white, maybe I'll wear white, because that'll be nice for two whites and the one fuchsia.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, well, sure, I have white too. And I was like, yeah, Manthi will really like stand out in the fuchsia. And then we walk over and she's in fucking white. And she was like, why is everybody in white? I was like, why are you in white? And she was like,
it looks pretty cute though in the picture.
The photos are actually really nice. And we got very nice compliments. So that was fun. It was like 17 children as well.
Oh.
Huge bouncing castle.
Whoa.
That was intense. An angel was left at home. It was very sad. With his minder. But yeah, he got a little cut in the groomers last week, and I've been absolutely devastated. You'd swear he broke his whole leg. I'm just like, no, it's so sad.
It's just awkward where it is, because it's like his armpit. So he probably keeps like kind of opening it every time.
This morning I went to go clean it, because I have a little solution I have to clean it with. And like every day he's been like, but this morning he literally was like, okay. Don't. He like lifted it up today. He was like, right.
Get it over with.
Just do it. My poor baby. So yeah, obviously, in terms of what's going on in the world right now, Love Island, the finale is going to be next week. So we need to start off with Monday. All things Love Island.
Yeah.
So first things first, obviously the final episode is on Monday the 27th of July. We are doing our annual countdown show.
Woo.
It's going to be so fun. We are flying over Liberty Pool, Jesse and Will, and then we have Jack Keating and Andretta Pop. And we're going to be doing what we always do, which is in-depth panel interviews with their opinions on this season, but also all about their own experiences on Love Island.
Yes.
So if you are loving Love Island as much as we are, make sure you're watching our socials on the 27th, because we're going to be sharing live clips from the interviews. We've also got tickets to give away thanks to Essence Cosmetics, and we've another competition going up thanks to Pitch Dublin, which you can win tickets to as well. But we are very close to the final now. Obviously today's Wednesday. Last night's episode was all about Priya and Aiden basically not being real. Can I just say, the mention of the text last night being like, Jesus, the grafty sounds like the gossip.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know. Yes. I swear they took a leaf out of our book that award.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is I feel so sorry for Priya.
I know.
For multiple reasons. Not just the boys, but I'm sorry, Jasmine is a fucking bitch. I really don't like her. She has been so horrible about her behind her back. The fact that she laughed about that thing about her sister and she was kind of like goading Aiden, being like, oh, so like the four of us, da 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 da. That's not funny. That's meant to be one of her best friends. It's literally the third time she's disrespected Priya, when Priya is very obviously like trying to find love, really looking to find a guy, and Jasmine's just like, and Mika's the same. I actually think they're all bitches.
Yeah, I don't think the girls are, I don't know, because they kind of do act like they are real girls, but I don't know if they really
That's
are.
That's not girls.
Priya, though, I do think has, like, a bit of an agenda in there. I think she wants to get to the final, and, like, just from what I've heard from people who have come out of the villa, they said that, like, Priya has been talking about, like, you know, the exposure that the show will get her and all that kind of stuff. But which maybe, is kind of like breaking the fourth wall a bit on the show.
But maybe that's because she literally is with no one and she's sad. So she's like, well, at least I'm going to, like, get a deal out of this. Like, I can see from her that, like, she feels really sad that, like, nobody has basically chosen her. Mm-hmm. And every time a guy has come in that's been nice to her, she's been like, I just don't feel it. You're just like, you want to shake her.
I know.
No,
and
I
she
do
gets
like
so
her.
Close. And then, and I think what's really going on with her and Aiden is that, like, she doesn't even really like Aiden that much. And the fact that he's now kind of rejecting her, she's a bit like, are you kidding me? Like,
but she was saying she was starting to get the feels for him when he met the parents. I honestly do believe her. I do think she does.
It was very cute when he met her sister and everything. Like, that was a really sweet moment.
I just think she's a classic, you know, those friends. You're like, why are you going for the red flags? I do think that she just likes people that don't really like her that much. And anyone that has been really nice and really liked her, she's turned them all down. I do think she hopes deep down, she definitely has daddy issues, but I'd say she hopes deep down that, like, Aiden actually was starting to change. But even aside from Aiden, it's actually the girls' behaviour, I think, is absolute bullshit. Like, the fact that even with, remember the whole situation with Mika, like, that she, like, yeah, that, what's his name? Mika's
Samraj.
Boy, Samraj, was like, oh, I'm getting the ick. And again, Mika was like laughing and everything. Like, they're all literally taking the piss out of her. I just don't think that's nice at all. But then to her face, they're like, we're best friends, the three of us, da da da.
Yeah.
But constantly behind the scenes, the two of those girls are making fun of her. They're like, I don't know. I just don't think they've been that supportive to her at all. And if it was the other way around. Also, what really struck me in the last like week or two is Alicia coming in. I really didn't like her at all. But the hate that Charlene got for coming into the villa, and she did not really bombshell, as in, like, she wasn't in people's faces, she wasn't really disrespectful. Alicia was probably one of the most disrespectful bombshells I've ever come across.
Yeah.
And all the girls were like, oh no, fair enough, yeah, like, you gotta do.
Yeah,
like,
blah, blah. I don't understand that.
Why were you so mean to Charlene?
Yeah.
She literally just stood there quietly, like, barely did a thing, and Alicia's like licking people from the toe to the fucking head.
Yeah.
Like, so flirty. Even those clips in the Grafties last night showing her talking to Aiden, being like, oh, I love a bull boy or whatever. I'm like, all the girls were like, yeah, fair enough. That's what she was here to do.
What I'm looking forward to tonight as well is, as part of the Grafties, they're going to show Charlene talking on After Sun about Mika making that comment about her, and also the thing she said
brother.
About Aiden. Now, I interviewed Charlene last week and I brought up the Aiden thing, and she was like, I think I had it. One too many Proseccos and I shouldn't have said that.
I think her point though was that he was really in her corner and she didn't realize how nice he was being about her. I don't think they
would
work. But
she also said, like, because I was kind of like, oh, will you be like sending Aiden a message when he comes out? And she was like, he's going to be kissing all the girls when he comes out.
Oh, all the girls, yeah.
So, and I think that's like another thing why a lot of people don't think that Aiden and Priya are going to work. And Cavan, his own brother, is saying
like,
that it's not going to work because he obviously knows what Aiden's like.
But again, do you know what I found so interesting about the Grafties last night? Is that, like, basically Cavan was saying that he told Aiden and that he voiced his opinion. Everyone's like, fair enough. Yet when Aiden said to Cavan, I think you're better off with Charlene. They were like, why the fuck are you getting involved with him? Why are you listening to your brother? So like, I just get real mean girl vibes off Mika and Jasmine, and whatever they say goes. So a girl is either a bitch and she's stirring things and she's difficult and the lads can't talk to her, or if it suits them, the lads should be talking to each other, and that girl's just here doing what she wants to do. I really don't like that at all.
That's kind of been, not as much for Jasmine, but for Mika, that's been her problem all along. You know, the way she keeps finding herself in the bottom with the public votes. It's because people have seen that behavior in her and they don't like it.
That's why I think they're going to have that clip tonight, though, so she can start to understand that, like, why
public are against her a little bit.
It's very mean girl behavior. And I just think that Priya actually is at the forefront of it, and I don't think she realizes it. Yeah. Like, last night, she didn't even give out to Jasmine for playing along. She was just like, oh, no, it's fine. I'm like, it's not fine.
You could tell, though, when she was watching it, though, she was annoyed with Jasmine. And then when Jasmine was like, oh, were you annoyed by how I dealt with that, and she was kind of like,
she's just such a people pleaser.
Yeah,
that's why I feel bad for her. Like, I know people are saying she's talking about the final, but I do think that she's literally trying to find somebody like to like her. Nobody is liking her since the day she entered the villa. Literally nobody has gone after her that she likes. Everyone who's wanted to be with her, she's turned them all down. That whole situation with Jordan as well. Like, remember in Casa, she had that other guy as well. What was his name? Remember, there was two guys.
Oh, yeah. I forget the other
guy. Jordan and the
name.
Other guy. And she was leaning towards the other guy. But then Jasmine was like, oh, I think Jordan. Yeah, but that then she was like, was I want her to bring Jordan for me.
Yeah.
And like, they never even had a fight about that. Yeah.
They're kind of using
Priya
in a way.
As is Aiden.
Yeah.
If anything, I think Aiden's using Priya to get to the final, because he did such a 360 after Casa to suddenly say, I was actually thinking about you the whole time. But Priya was like, what? That sounds like a producer storyline to me, that the producers were like, look, I know you're here with Martha or whatever, but like, we think you should pick Priya. Like, lots of people want Priya to be in the final. Like, maybe would you give that a go? And he was probably like, actually, maybe I do have something with her. Because that came out of nowhere. And then poor Ethan, although he was a bit of a fucking wild card, and he said he slept with over 100 girls in the game. I was like, what
the hell?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that name.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just, Priya and Aiden aren't going to win the show, obviously.
No. And it was obviously kind of like last resort. The fact that the two of them are even still in there is wild to me.
Let's look at who we have left, right? So we've Lorenza and Yulia, Yasmin, Tommy, Jasmine, Kavan, Mika, Samraj, Aiden, Priya, Simba, and Angelista. Yeah. How many are going to be there when that episode happens where everybody comes back to choose who they want to dump? Is that when they're at five?
I think it'll be still the...
I think it's maybe five. Or is it six? I think it's... Maybe it's six, and maybe then they get into five, and then it's four on the final. Because so, I was thinking, if they leave that up to people coming back, that is where Aiden and Priya are going to get dumped. I think people are going to be like, you're not realizing.
Yeah, because I think the next dumping will be Mika and Samrat. They'll be gone. Even though obviously Aiden and Priya are the weaker couple, but I think in terms of public vote, Mika and Samraj will be gone.
Do you think?
I think there's a lot of people that actually like Aiden and they think he's a bit gas. Like, he's a bit of a Casey O'Gorman character where he's
But what if the next dumping is when everyone comes back? I don't think they would dump Mika and Samraj because everyone on the show has been like, oh, they're so
No, I think there might be a public vote before that.
Also, I actually don't have any favorite couple that I want to win this year, because I do love Lorenzo, but I don't really like Yulia. Like, sometimes I like
think
her.
She's funny. Like, sometimes. I just think some of the one-liners she has, like, you know, the way she's like, be for fucking real. Yeah. Like, I love that. I think it's hilarious.
Some of the things, yes, but then similar to what you feel about Priya, I feel about her that she's like just in it to win the show. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
She's like kind of letting Lorenzo disrespect her a little bit, and she's just like, okay. And I'm like,
I do think she really likes him, though. And I do think that he actually does like her. Will they last? Like, probably not, but...
I think that's who's going to win, but I don't think they should win. Then we've Yasmin and Tommy. I'd love to see more screen time of them, because they're getting so little that it makes me think things are going very well. And then out obviously Simba and Angelista, people love them.
Out of all of them, I think Yasmin and Tommy actually have the best chance of lasting. I think they are like a genuine, real good couple.
Do you think Jasmine and Kavan could win because she's such psychotic fans?
No, I think Lorenzo is 100% going to win. Lorenzo could probably win on his own.
Yeah.
He's just been the complete fan favorite.
But Jasmine and Kavan
favorite.
In second then?
Jasmine and Kavan, I think, will be second just because people love her.
And then Simba and Angelisa.
And then I think it'll be either Yasmin and Tommy third/fourth place or Simba and Angelisa third/fourth place.
Yeah.
So it could. But I think... those four couples will be in the final. Mika and Samraj will be gone, and Aiden and Priya will be gone.
What do you think of this year? I feel like I don't like years like this where you're not really rooting for any couple, because it's like there's been like every second year, I feel like lately has been like this, where everyone is very clearly in it just to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel like they're going to last, especially like the guys. Like, why is Aiden on the show? Like, I know he's funny and stuff.
That's what I was saying.
And Lorenzo keeps saying that he does not want to be in a relationship.
Yeah. But like, that's what I was saying. Like, the fact that Aiden and Priya are even still on the show, and the likes of like Charlene and Mara got fucked off.
Yeah.
Is so ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
But, and like, there is an argument for it. Like, I saw Fionnuala J put this up in her story that like, the last 2 weeks of Love Island are always kind of boring. Like,
yeah.
Or, you know,
but I feel a lot of it's
shorten important. The show? Should they change it a little bit?
Should Castle be like, a little bit further down the line, maybe? Like, a not halfway through, like another week where like...
Or maybe a bit earlier.
A bit earlier.
I don't know. I just feel like particularly the last week of the show is always like a little bit painful.
I'd love them to do the final dates. I don't think they're going to do them because obviously Priya and Aiden got that big date. I was like,
Because like, we're obviously Wednesday. Tonight's episode is just going to be the rest of the grafties, really. And then Thursday, maybe they'll bring the people back.
Yeah, to do
because we only have Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and then Monday's the final.
I don't think there's going to be... Oh, no, you're right, though. Last night, they were like, a vote for your favourite boy and
so
girl.
It's going to be that.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be Mika and Samraj gone.
But this is also the first season ever that people keep volunteering. So I think Aiden and Priya will volunteer if they get given a choice.
True.
I've never seen that happen so much. I'm still like raging that Lola and Fitzy went. I think Fitzy deserved to be in the final. They're literally the only strong couple out of the entire series, like that I feel are probably going to like last. They've been saying they're going to get married and everything. They're moving in together. Yeah. The fact that they're not in the final is bizarre. Truly bizarre.
And I do think people kind of forgot the whole point of the show. Like, the whole point of Love Island is that like a strong couple wins it,
but now
whereas
you can tell.
Like, they were kind of like, oh, we'll just go because we found what we were looking for, but it's like, no, but the point is that you stay in.
But it's like they're trying to say like, you deserve more screen time because like, look, we actually don't need it now, we've got each other, so we're good to go. So that's why it's really starting to be clear that people are on it for the show rather than falling in love. But yeah, Priya and Aiden, I mean, I think they're properly broken up now.
Who bloody knows? Like, Aiden is literally the biggest flip-flopper I've ever seen on Love Island. Like, he just changed his mind.
She probably should have given Ethan a try.
I know.
People did like Ethan.
Yeah, I'd say she's obviously regretting that now.
She's regretting all of her decisions.
And like, Jesus, Ethan's mother wasn't happy with her. Like,
I didn't see that episode. What happened?
She was kind of just like, I don't really appreciate the way that you kind of just binned him off. Like,
oh, what did Priya say?
She was just like, oh. I'd say she just didn't realize it was that deep, like.
But it's interesting when Kevin was saying that like they're both really like obsessed with attention and like they're narcissistic and all that sort of stuff. But I actually don't even agree with that much with Priya, because he was saying that she was really narcissistic when Ethan was there. But it's just like, it's the first guy that's come in that's offered to fucking make her a coffee. Obviously she was entertaining it, like.
Yeah, I don't know. It is a bit of a funny one. I feel like it's obviously been a very strong season, but it's ending kind of weirdly.
Yeah.
It's ending on a weird note.
I'd love them just to show more of Yasmin and Tommy now so I can see what they're like. Because I just feel like I don't really know what they're like. Simba and Angelista have disappeared into thin air as well on the show. Like, they're not really showing them together.
And I feel like the public really wanted a Jasmine and Lorenzo thing to actually be like real, but it's not. Like, they don't actually. I think Lorenzo actually does hold a candle now for Jasmine.
Yeah.
But I don't think Jasmine's actually interested
in
him.
I think she fancies him.
I think she's just obsessed with Kevin.
Yeah.
Like, she is really obsessed
with
him.
But similar to Priya, like, a lot of the stuff she was saying this week, she was like, I feel like I'm always the one saying that I'm into him and I feel like I'm really unsure about how he feels and da da da. Like, you'll always feel stronger for a guy like that that's not giving you enough.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, unfortunately. I think that's what happened to her when he came back from Casa. She suddenly was like, wait a second, is he not obsessed with me anymore?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a weird cast this year.
Because, like, we did kind of get a hint of it. Remember, like, with the whole, like, affair in plain sight thing. Mm. Like, that was such good television, so like, good. Seeing all of that
play
out.
And then Kevin's eyes just, like,
and then
staring into
people
space.
Were, like, obsessed with it. But then, and the show kept kind of, like, trying to keep it going. But, like, it was just, and then with more Islanders leaving the show and doing interviews being, like, there's literally nothing between them. It kind of, like, spoiled that.
But then obviously in that scene last night at the Grafties, like, did you see she like put her, she like grabbed his arm when she saw he was crying when he was speaking to her. I was just like, there's something between them.
Yeah.
I do think there is. Maybe it's not massive dramatic, but yeah. I don't think Kevin and Jasmine are going to last.
No,
either.
They won't. No.
So we're only saying Yasmin and Tommy are probably going to last in the real world.
Yeah. Maybe
Lorenzo will actually probably be dating Maya Jama in about 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, I just think he's gonna have his pick of the crop.
He's definitely gonna be the star of the season.
Yeah.
As in, like, who gets the most work,
yeah,
after that kind of thing.
Yeah. All the campaigns, all the presenting gigs. Yeah, he is the personality this year. I think Yulia probably hopes she's a part of that, but I don't know. Do you have a favorite girl?
No.
Tumbleweed.
I actually don't.
I don't either. Yeah.
And I usually do have a favourite
people
girl.
People did really like Ellie, but then I think people's opinions went really down of her with the Finn stuff and just how she kept being like, I'm going to walk, but then she was like, I'm still here.
Yeah. Because I think that was an issue with a lot of the girls this year where they like threatened to stand on business but actually didn't.
It was kind of sad to watch. The guys have kind of had the run of the show this year. They've basically just been doing whatever they want. Mm. The fact that Aiden felt comfortable enough to literally hit on Jasmine's sister on family day. Like the cheek. It is crazy.
And I think like Jasmine had the opportunity to be like a proper real baddie on the show. And she kind of let that go. Like, remember that scene where Kevin like said he thought what she did in a challenge was like really weird or something. And she was just like, is it? Yeah, Lorenzo, can I pull you for a chat? Like, that was iconic.
When she let your man spit in her mouth.
No, it was a different thing. But he was kind of like giving out, being like, I think that was kind of weird. And she was like, is it? Yeah. Lorenzo, do you want to go for a chat? Like, it was iconic, that kind of stuff.
I think, again, it was Casa, though, that really put her on her, like, she was like, shit, what have I done? Yeah. I've never seen someone cry so much about someone coming back from Casa as well.
She was the same with Charlene as well. She was like, I literally cried the entire
Poor
time.
Poor Charlene.
But All-Stars. She is going to be back for All-Stars.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think. Now, I did ask her about it and I was like, you know, like, did you say to the producers, like, like think of me when you're doing it? But she was like, you can't even audition for it. Like, they just have call to reach you. Out to you. But I did ask her who she would want to be on the show with her and she said Jack Fowler. Wow. Which I predicted last
week. You did
week.
Predict. And I a lot did. Of people want Jack Fowler to do All-Stars, don't they?
I wonder if they'll get him. I don't know.
The fact she's in two of the Grafties clips tonight, I'd say they're on the Villa being like, fuck, she's on a press tour out there. Yeah. Because like, they obviously, ITV cares so much about what she's saying.
Yeah. Also, like, the people that are sending Charlene messages and like commenting on social media and stuff saying like, oh, but she stopped doing interviews. That's what you're meant to do.
Yeah, sure. ITV are setting them up.
Yeah, like, as in, they are told to do all this press and
but
stuff.
But also, you have to make hay while the sun shines. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're only going to have these 15 minutes after you come off Love Island when you're not in the final at all to do press and stuff. She's dead right. Sure, she's an influencer. It's what she does.
Yeah.
So that's our predictions for Love Island. Speaking of TV, the World Cup halftime show happened over the weekend.
What were your thoughts?
I am divided, as was the internet, in that, like, I liked the idea of it. I think they had way too many performers. There was about 1,000 people. I was like, Shakira and Justin Bieber.
They could have had it as just Madonna and Shakira.
Yeah.
And Justin Bieber.
I think there was too much, and obviously Chris Martin curated the whole thing, which makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know. It was just weird. And also, people actually in kind of FIFA and in football were all like, you can't have this long of a fucking break. Like, yeah, it's too long.
It was 20 minutes long. Yeah. Like, the NFL halftime show is always 13 minutes.
Yeah. So the performance was actually only 11 minutes, but because they had to transform the pitch so much, that's what took 27. Yeah. So they
made the actual match start later as well.
Yeah. So everyone got a longer break in between. It's like, is that fair? I don't know. I thought also it was bizarre that nobody sang live except for Justin Bieber and the choir. So like, Madonna didn't sing live.
No.
Shakira didn't sing live. No. Didn't even have like a Britney mic vibe, but had a handheld mic while dancing, but not live. And I was just like, if you're gonna do the fucking
I
World
think Madonna's thing was entirely pre-recorded.
No, because
she
came out on
walked out
early part. I actually liked the first
part. That
was
cool. Like, I actually thought that was brilliant. Random that she came out with Ronaldo and Ronaldinho, though.
I know. I'm surprised that I now feel that Justin Bieber was the best performer, because after Coachella I thought he was shite, but he actually did a really good job. It was just, it reminded me of like the Olympics where they try to shove everything in a very short space of time. But the criticism online was hilarious. Like, do you see Wayne Rooney's interview?
Yeah, he was like, I thought it was crap.
Yeah,
it's crap. I love that. And like whoever was hosting the thing was like, well, you can always count on the BBC for honest reviews.
I know, it was so funny. They were like, no, I think they should have had do the Super Bowl vibe, as in like have one key performer who brings out people, maybe, if you want.
Yeah.
But do one person. So I don't know. It wasn't my vibe 100%. But I didn't hate it.
What's with the like association with Shakira in the World Cup?
Because her husband is a footballer.
No.
Ex-husband.
They're broken up.
Yeah, but like she's been in and around the industry.
It's so gas. Like she's just always a part of the World Cup. Like.
I think it's just because she's an international pop star. Yeah, like as in she's not British. She's not US.
And I do think like out of everyone that performed, I will forgive her for lip syncing because she danced so
much. But it's just like, why did she have a handheld mic though?
Yeah.
Just put a Britney mic on so we can just...
I thought the kids that danced with her were brilliant so as well. That was actually very
My personal favourite was the Muppets doing Seven Nation Army.
But love why were the Muppets there?
I don't know, but I loved them. See, I think Chris Martin's idea was to unite children with the performance. And if you look at it that way, I kind of get it. As in, like, there's so much terrible stuff happening in the world right now. I think he was like, this is the way to unite
people.
It was
all curated to like raise money for charity and stuff.
Yeah, and then like the word love was there at the end. Blech. You know, it's very Chris Martin to be like, let's all love each other. I'm like, I get it, grand.
Let's all hold hands.
And then it's like, right, back to the match, and they're kicking each other down and tripping each other up. I was like, right. But I will say, loads of people tuned in just to watch the halftime show. So I'd say the numbers like on RT alone were like double what they normally would be for the World Cup.
I did think Robbie Williams singing with Nicole Scherzinger and who's that other girl?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, I can't remember her name. But they performed at the very start. Like they opened the whole thing, which I thought was very good. And then Tom Cruise did like a random speech. And
see, Tom Cruise also like dived into the world.
Ran a comb through Tom's hair. It was literally like all like in front of his face.
I didn't see him. But do you remember he like dived into the Olympics ceremony?
Yeah.
He like jumped off. So it's just like, let's get all these famous people.
Yeah.
And throw it all together and mishmash it up.
But another thing that I want to mention as well is this clip after the World Cup went viral of Robbie Williams doing this interview. I think it was on like Danish TV or something. And in the clip, it appears like a white substance fell from his nose.
Yeah.
And he has since cleared it up that it was actually a mint falling from his mouth. But the clip is so funny because like you can see like because it happens so quickly, it looks like it falls from his nose, but it actually came out of his mouth and it lands on his microphone.
Oh my God.
And then he kind of like picks it up off the microphone and then like tries to like move it away, but it stays on his hand. And then he touches his forehead and then it lands on his forehead.
The mint is, are we sure this is a mint now? How does it stick to everything?
It's this tiny little piece of like mint, which is what he said, right? So loads of people were obviously like saying white substance, like, you know, and obviously Robbie has had his history with like drugs and alcohol and all that stuff. But he has since posted a video basically being like, guys, I know a lot of people worried about me, but don't worry, I had several more. And then he opened his mouth and it's full of mints. So it was a mint, guys.
Does a mint get that sticky on a mic and a forehead though?
Apparently so.
We should try this out.
But it was just so funny in the clip, the way it ends up like on his forehead. That's so funny. I was just like, oh God.
No, I think, look, it was a good go at it. Like, I think they could do it better. And I know it's mainly only America that do halftime shows, but I would actually be open to World Cup having halftime shows, just doing it in a better way.
Yeah.
But I do think a lot of people tuned in that normally don't watch the World Cup.
How hilarious as well, the way Trump like tried to be in the photo of like the Spain team winning and they were like, get
the fuck out of here. But I suppose it was in America, like the World Cup.
Yeah,
any other country.
Still, like, go away.
But we might leave it there for today. We will be back next week after our countdown show. So we'll have all our Love Island gossip. But make sure, if you are obsessed with Love Island like we are, to watch the Goss.ie channels on the 27th of July. And we will talk to you then.
Bye.